This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Blanc.
And I'm Michelle Norris. If you're eating your Thanksgiving meal somewhere between Philadelphia and Boston, chances are the Brussels sprouts and the carrots came through the Hunts Point Produce Market. The market in the Bronx is the largest wholesale produce market in the country. Hunts Point wholesalers are busy when most of us are asleep. Adam Davidson and Hannah Jaffe Walt of NPR's Planet Money team spent a night following the buying and the selling, and they began their story at 10 p.m.
Eddie Oneway needs some pears.
His name is actually Edward Joseph. They call him Eddie Oneway because he wants prices to go one way, down. He's a buyer, one of thousands of guys who show up here every night.
And they're buying for pretty much every grocery store, restaurant, corner market in the Northeast. If you have ever bought a golden delicious apple or ate a salad in a restaurant between Philly and Boston, chances are it came through here. And it is nothing like when you or I buy a salad at a restaurant. There are no posted prices. It is pure supply and demand.
And right now, demand, that's Eddie Oneway, the buyer, is looking for supply.
Let's see here. Where's my salesman? Oh, Mr. Timmy!
Timmy is Timmy Sampson. He's a salesman at the largest wholesaler here, Dorigo Brothers.
Eventually, Eddie Oneway finds Timmy.
Here's Timmy.
And they enter into a ritual that will happen thousands of times throughout the night. They try to negotiate a price.
Which ones?
Eddie thinks $15 for a box of pears
18,
seems fair.
That's it, brother.
Timmy doesn't.
No way.
We could do it.
I charged you $20 yesterday.
Yesterday's just gone.
That's it. 18.
Today's a new day.
Let me think.
It's a new horizon.
Back. $20 yesterday, 18 today. That's it.
Stay close, Timmy.
Why do you want to pay 15? Why is 18?
I'd like to pay 13, but I'm being generous.
That's it, brother. That's it, man. 18 is the right number. You know it's what they're worth.
The night's still young.
Eventually, Eddie Oneway walks away. The night is still young. At this hour, the sellers, guys like Timmy, feel like they are in control. They don't want to give anything away too cheap yet. There's lots more buyers still to come. But Eddie, the buyer, is hoping that if he comes back later in the night, Timmy won't have sold that much. He'll be desperate to get rid of his pears and will accept a lower price. But Eddie's really taking a risk here.
I know. I actually saw this risk play out with carrots, and it was really stressful. Jeff Steinberg, he's a buyer like Eddie, and he was looking for this one particular kind of carrots, fancy ones, loose Californias. And I followed him around, walking the aisles, one seller to another. And at first, everyone has the carrots, but Jeff is offended, or at least acts offended, by the high prices. And then an hour passes, and now nobody has loose Californias anymore. Jeff can't find the carrots he needs at any price, so he's thinking he may have to settle for something inferior. Loose Canadians.
Ugh. Jeff asks a seller named Carlos how much for the loose Canadians. Carlos tells him $8 a box.
I'll be right back, though.
What's he doing now?
Going to look at something that he's going to come back and tell me he doesn't like.
What does it mean that he's not going to like it?
Probably because they're not good enough for his customers. He's fairly picky.
And sure enough, Jeff comes out of the warehouse shaking his head.
No good.
No good? And where are you going to look for carrots next?
That's a good question because I pretty much looked all over the place.
So it's 11:30 at night and carrots are your problem at the moment?
At the moment. It's coming down to that hour where I'm probably going to have to pay what they wanted, what I don't want to pay.
Around midnight, it starts to get hectic. Buyers fill the streets, sellers wave their arms and yell into faces and cell phones. There's a lot of sweating.
This is the point in the night where the market really changes. There are none of those people buying fancy stuff for high-end restaurants and specialty Manhattan stores. They're all gone. There's no more high-end guys like Jeff inspecting every carrot.
A whole new group of buyers enters the market now, and they're buying for not-so-fancy places, bodegas and grocery stores and working-class neighborhoods, pushcart vendors. They're not quite as concerned with getting the best possible quality. They want a good price.
It's in this second phase that the dynamic between sellers and buyers starts to shift. Remember early in the night when Eddie Oneway had to go searching for someone to sell him pears? Over the next couple hours, it's the reverse. The sellers are looking for the buyers.
That is exactly what a guy named Mike Sack, Big Mike, is trying to do right now. We catch up with him toward the end of the night.
Earlier in the night, buyers were begging Big Mike to lower his prices, and he didn't. He refused, and it worked out pretty well for him. He sold a lot of Red Globe grapes and mangoes, and he made a killing in persimmons. But now that daylight's approaching, he's got piles and piles of oranges from Chile, and he's the one begging. He's pleading with one of his regular customers, a guy named Amerigo Pereira, to buy some of those oranges. Amerigo is pretty clear about his wishes.
No oranges.
You got to give it a medical today. You got to be nice.
What part of no oranges don't you understand?
Yeah, I'll give you one pallet.
No, stop playing.
Be nice today.
Stop it already, please.
Be nice in front of the camera.
It's a lady present.
Be nice
up
in
already
front of the camera. Can I give you one for 18?
No, Mike,
just
no.
Just be nice.
No.
Why?
I don't need
one skid only.
No.
At around 4 a.m., all of the sellers in the market find themselves pretty much in the same situation as Big Mike, tired and with too many oranges. Listen to Henry, so tired.
Oranges. Oranges are moving slow. So, you know, you try to give everybody some oranges. Even if they don't want it, they're taking them. You know what I mean? You put a couple. This is like, what time do you go to bed at night?
What time I go to bed?
Yeah.
Probably like 11.
So this is like you're 9 o'clock. You know? I hate the day.
Wait, you hate the day?
Oh, I hate it.
What do you hate about the day?
I don't know.
The sun,
everything. I get a headache. How are you, my friend?
How about this?
I just don't like the sun. I don't like it. I like the dark.
At 5 a.m., Henry heads home. He rakes some leaves in the front yard and then heads to sleep just as the sun comes out.
The rest of the world wakes up. And later that day, a fancy grocery store in Greenwich, Connecticut might have some very nice but kind of pricey tomatoes. A high-end restaurant in Manhattan may be offering the chef's tomato bisque.
But further out, in poorer neighborhoods in South Boston, Brooklyn, Queens, tomatoes will be very hard to come by. Oranges, though, will be very cheap. And there will be lots of them.
That was Hannah Jaffe Walt and Adam Davidson of NPR's Planet Money team. They'll have more about Hunt's Point on Chicago Public Radio's This American Life this weekend.